Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock. We welcome the great man, Robbie Slater. Hey, Bulldog.
Hey, g'day, boys. What's going on? I thought you'd join Michael Clark.
No, we got the second version.
Got the cheap version. Got the cheap version in, Robbie.
Cheap.
Now, look, come on, tell us, Man City, they've been rorting the cap or something. Are they seriously going to get banned from UEFA for the next two seasons?
Look, I don't think so. That obviously, there'll be a massive appeal coming, and I would say that they'll have a successful appeal. Now, maybe I'm not even sure they'll get 1 year, but maybe the fine will go up. But this is not over. This is definitely not over, because if you think Manchester City are the only club to have, inverted commas, rorted the system over the last decade, you'd be very mistaken.
Mm. I would have thought. Now, what does it mean? We were talking a little bit earlier about players-wise and in particular coach-wise. Would they just leave?
Well, they can't just leave if they're under contract.
Yeah.
I mean, Guardiola's a bit different as being a coach. But if you're banned from the Champions League, if that does stand, and as I said, I don't think it will, for two seasons, then it'll be very, very difficult to attract players, and players at the end of their contract might look to leave, because, you know, the top players, which Manchester City have and want to sign, and I'd imagine, you know, they were looking forward to recruiting in the coming summer, because they've had a disappointing season. They're 25 points behind Liverpool, but they won't be able to do that. Even if they appeal and they don't get the two seasons Champions League, they'll definitely have a transfer ban. So they won't be able to attract those players. But, players would want to live. The big players want to play Champions League football, that's for sure.
Robbie, your boys, Liverpool, 1-0 win over Norwich City. Now 25 points clear, as you suggested. If they go on to win it, which clearly they will, Robbie, if they win by such an incredible margin, where will this team rate in Premier League history?
Well, they'll be the best, clearly. What they've done now, up until this point, is absolutely extraordinary. It's never been done before. 26 games played in the EPL, 25 wins, and just the one draw. It's incredible reading. It's making it almost, after 30 years, Liverpool not winning a title, it's making it almost an anti-climax. But look, that's the next goal now for Liverpool. Of course, the Champions League will come into play. Let's see what Jurgen Klopp does. Maybe he starts to rest players, given that the EPL title will be over in a matter of weeks. And he starts resting players. That's the only thing that can affect what is going to be an absolutely extraordinary season. Two seasons ago, Manchester City broke the record points total with over 100 points. That's what Liverpool are going for. Mm. And obviously, Arsenal's title, which is nearly a decade ago now, of the Invincibles.
Well, they're on 76 at the moment. Do you think, firstly, they will break Man City's record? And do you think, secondly, they will go undefeated through the season?
Well, it's difficult to predict, given what the Champions League is going to come into play. But certainly, there's no sign. There's no signs at all of them even looking like being beaten. You'd have to say they're on track to break all the records at the moment. They've broken every record up until this point. No one's done what they've done, even close. As I said, 25 wins out of 26 games, one draw.
Yeah,
extraordinary.
Absolutely. The A-League from the weekend, Adelaide defeated the Mariners 2-0.
Yeah, they did. Adelaide were good. Sort of value for their money. The Mariners put up a good fight. In fact, dominated the stats. If you look at stats all the time, you know, they had more shots, they had more possession, but Adelaide were just more ruthless. And of course, there was the big story of the youngest ever scorer of the 15-year-old Toure getting the second goal after a fantastic George Blackwood opener. But it was a funny weekend in the A-League. I thought home team special. Well, two of the home teams won. Of course, Western United had slumped to another lead. They had a terrific start to their season, the new club, but they've fallen on hard times. They've beaten at home by Brisbane Roar, who are climbing the table, and Robbie Fowler, he's got them moving.
Yeah, and then that draw with the Wanderers. I mean, I'm surprised.
The Wanderers were absolutely awful.
Yeah,
There's no other way of putting it. And they were good. Look, okay. The match, they analysed the match for 25 to 30 minutes. Very good. Probably should have been three up. From that point on, I don't know what happened, but someone flicked the switch off at Bankwest Stadium and they went to what resembled really a players, a group of players on a football pitch that looked like they didn't know each other.
And just want to mention as well, if you people haven't seen it, get a copy of yesterday's telly, the Sunday telly, because you wrote a piece. Buzz Rothfield wrote one piece, and then you wrote another.
Well, you guys, you started it on this show a couple of weeks ago. You started all this stuff I'm getting in trouble for now.
No, not getting in trouble. What's happening,
yeah,
mate?
Yeah, it's all our fault, Robbie.
No, you're just showing passion. And
it is.
Quite frankly, you're one of the small minority that's actually standing up and talking about the game. And wanting to...
Small minority?
Well, mate, no one else is, and that's what you say. No one else is.
I feel like I'm in Siberia. That's how small it is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And I must say, like, so writing that piece...
What disappoints me is it people... there's no voice in the game. Everyone's too scared or got their own little agenda, so they won't say anything about the game, you know, whether it be positive, negative, or indifferent. And it's very disappointing.
Buzz carved you up, mate.
Buzz carved me up.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. he wrote facts and
What I love though, Robbie, is Bulldog says that now, and then he sees you up at the RSL, and he'll
G'day,
go,
Robbie.
He'll
go, "Oh, geez." G'day, Robbie. Hey, mate, I'll get you on a scooter. I'll get you one. That's exactly what had happened.
Robbie, we'll talk to you later in the week. All right.
Always worry about a bloke who only drinks middies.